Hello, this is Abigail, and I'm calling from Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yep.
Thank you very much. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade? Thank you. What is your age?
40.
Sorry?
I'll turn 40 next week.
35, you said, right?
39.
Oh, sorry, I barely hear you. Thank you very much. Okay, how do you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary, some other way? Prefer not to say.
Woman.
Okay. How would you describe your race? White, how would you describe your race?
Indian.
Indian? Okay. Okay. What grade are your children currently in?
4 and 9.
Thank you. Okay. And which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? It can be a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, non-Catholic, private or independent school, homeschooling, or another format?
Public school.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need for a trade or occupation.
No.
No, okay. You mentioned you had a child in the 9th grade. The following several questions will be about this child's school, okay? All right. First, which of the following best describes the school where your 9th grade child is enrolled this year? You said it was a public school run by the school district, right?
Yep. Yep.
Thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 9th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Considering all parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your 9th grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
I mean, it's too early, but still, like, so far, so good. Like, I didn't hear any complaints. They're doing a great job.
Okay. So would you, rate it as a A, B, C, D?
So A in the sense, like, how is your priority? Like, is good, better? Like, how do you prioritize? Is A is the best, or what is that scale?
Okay. Oh, okay. Got it. All right. The next question says, when thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factors will be most important to you?
Sorry, can you come again?
Yeah, sure. When thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factors will be most important to you?
About, like, I mean, the kids should be, like, all children, like, with all, different abilities should be treated the same, like, they should be treated the same way. And everybody should be given importance, and they should be, like, having a safe environment.
So you said everything should be treated the same, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, to the best of your knowledge, is your 9th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group? Let me repeat it. To the best of your knowledge, is your 9th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
said reading, right?
Reading, reading, like a book.
Yep, she's up to the school level, yep.
Okay, how about in terms of math? Is your ninth grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group when it comes to math?
Math, like, I mean, it just started, like, I mean, so we are not yet to, but so far she's doing good. But, like, we haven't seen, like, I mean, it's just been a month, but,
okay, so would you say yes, they are, or no, they are not?
Yes, they are.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Does your ninth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No.
No, thank you. Okay, does your ninth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
I mean, like, is it something like a tuition in addition to school system, you're saying?
If he or she received services for English language learners, like ELL. Like,
I mean, like,
yes, no question.
I'm not sure about ELL. I mean, I'm not sure about ELL, but I heard, like, they have ELA, but I'm not sure if something that's the same.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, the next question says, thinking about your ninth grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I mean, is it about, like, education or in general, like?
Thinking about your ninth grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not concerned, but usually kids around these age, like, they do their hormones, they'll be going through emotional things. That's common with everyone, but other than that, I don't have any other concerns.
Okay, so you would say that you are not at all concerned?
Not
too concerned.
Not too concerned.
Thank you. Okay. Let me read it again. How much have you discussed your ninth grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? Like a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
I mean, about the college and things?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, I mean, so far, like, my daughter, she hasn't been able to figure out, like, what she's gonna, do, like, after the 12th grade. So, like, we thought, like, maybe when she's going to 10th grade or 11th, probably she might get an idea. But as of now, so we just, told them, like, we don't want to push them or anything. So what we believe is, like, whatever she's comfortable, she has to pick that line. So as of now, she's unable to pick her profession or what she's going to do. So we just thought, like, maybe let her take some more time so that she would get an idea over the month. Probably she get to pick a profession or, like, what is her, like, line she's going to choose after 12th grade.
Understand. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's move on to the next question. Which of the following do you think your ninth grade child would be interested in doing once they finish high school? Begin an associate degree or begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for trade jobs, enter the workforce, or something else?
I mean, some bachelor's degree, beginners.
Oh, okay. Bachelor's degree. Okay, thank you. Okay, the next question says, how well is your ninth grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after school?
I just said, like, the school just started, like, I mean, like, we are there just so I think I will be too early to give a comment on that, but we'll get to know more, like, as few more months, or like for the first quarter gets done, probably we get to have some idea. But like just now, like we just attended the open house we had the other day, and like they just discussed us about the plans. But like other than that, like nothing we haven't seen yet. Like still, it's too early for us to give a comment.
Got it. So would you say like very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
They're doing well as of now, like everything seems organized, like they're doing a pretty good job. That's what I saw in an open house. They showed us their plan and how they are going to proceed for this for the rest of the year. So far it seems organized and well.
So you would say somewhat, right?
I mean, it's good.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So next question says, what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child, for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals? If you want me to repeat the question, I can definitely do it. Yes. Let me repeat the question.
Great. Yes.
Okay. What would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
I think like, I mean, since they are in ninth grade and this is when like they started having like workload will be a little more higher compared to their middle school. So probably it will be like kind of new for their routine. So probably that's going to little be challenging for them, but then again, I believe over the time they would get used to that routine. So that would be a little challenging, like to coping up with a lot of subjects and like a lot of work. So that's going to be challenging for them.
You say that probably like getting out their routine, right? Because they are already used to the things that they... Okay.
I mean, like, I believe here in the school system, until middle school, they are not given much homework. And probably once they are, like, ninth grade, they are getting introduced to more subjects like honors or, like, advanced based on their level. And their homework is also a little bit more compared to the middle school. So probably that's going to be new for them, like it's a new transition for them. But again, over a few months, they will get used to those routine and then probably they'll get used to that.
Got
but
it.
That will be like for the initial phase, it's going to be challenging for them.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next question. Okay, you said your ninth grade child would most like to begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm very confident because she has been doing her school well all these years, so I don't think I have any concerns about it. She has been doing consistently well, so it shouldn't be a problem.
All right, great. Okay, let's move on to the next question. When thinking about the possibility of your ninth grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? I will read you a list, and you can rate it as major concern, minor concern, not a concern, okay? So let's go ahead and start. Total tuition cost, would you say? Is a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
And tuition cost for the school?
For college.
The college, that will be, again, depends on that's going to be a little concern because here college fees is a little bit higher. So that's, again, we don't know what they're going to choose then. So we are not sure, but that definitely will be concerning.
Okay. And how about the cost of applying to college? Would you say it's a major concern, minor concern, and not a concern?
The cost for a college?
The cost of applying to college.
I mean, like, we didn't have any other kids. My daughter, ninth grade is the first child, so we are totally unaware of what college situations at this point of time. So probably I'm not sure how to answer your question because we didn't have any other kids that went through the college, and she is my first child who was just started out the ninth grade. So I am not sure how the college system even works here. So probably when she is in 11th or 12th grade, probably that is when we would research more to know how the college system works. But as of now, I don't have much idea about like how the college system works here.
Got it. Okay. And what about the cost of room and board? Would you say it's a major concern, a minor concern, direct concern, or but you don't know?
Cost of room?
The cost of room and board. Yes.
I told you, like, I'm totally not aware of the college system yet, so I'm not aware of it.
Got it. And the last one is the cost of books. What do you think about that one? What would you say?
Of course, I mean, I heard through my friends is that, right, like, here, especially in U.S., you don't need to worry until 12th grade about schooling, but like once they're into going to college, it's going to be way, way expensive, and that too you have to start planning towards that, like right when they are in like 9th grade, you have to start planning for their college fund. So I believe it's going to be too much pressure on the parents. So depending on how if the kid gets a scholarship, probably it wouldn't be that much burden. But depends on what the kid does and what the kid likes to do. So it's going to be a little burden for the parents to go through those college years.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So let's continue. We are how complete. I thank you so much for your patience and for helping me with this. All right. So the next question says, do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody?
I mean, it's not going to be like easy for everyone. It depends on like for people with both working family, even they're like both parents working, even they are kind of struggling to manage the funds. But and I don't think about like people with a single member earning family. They will like definitely it's going to be burden and people who are struggling. So it's not going to be easy for everyone.
Okay, so you would say it's for some people.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on to the next question. As you may know, vocational, technical, or voc tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your ninth grade child school offer vocational training?
I don't think so, but I heard like she told me the other day like some kid from a vocational, they're gonna give a speech or something, but I'm not sure. Like, but that too was in when she was in middle school, like in a 8th grade. But I don't think her school system provides any vocational training or anything. It's just 9th through 12th, like the regular school system. They don't have any vocational training.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your ninth grade child after they finish high school? Would you consider, might or might not consider, or would you not consider?
I wouldn't consider, because she wants to pursue like get a proper bachelor's degree and then like she wants to like go ahead like so I don't think we would even like look for the vocational training.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, what would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your ninth grade child?
I mean, I'm not sure, like, vocational training, like, is it for, like, kids who are struggling with the school system and, like, that's what, in general, people who think, like, who cannot cope up with the, so that is when they need help so that they could, improve the skills, whatever they have, and then based on that, they can find their or job opportunities. But I believe, like, I mean, children, that they are doing well with the school system, and based on that, they could get a bachelor's degree, and then they could fit into a nice job that they could earn well, and then they could take care of their family.
Thank you. Okay. So you said they are doing a nice job and taking care of the families, right? Or
I mean, like, I believe, I mean, I am not, like, in favor of, like, picking up for the vocational thing, because I would believe, like, as they are doing well with the school academics, I don't think they had to go for that choice when they could do, pick an option of getting into whatever higher studies they could do.
Got it. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Let's move on to the next one. When thinking about post-high school plans for your ninth grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? You can say, like, very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. I'm going to read you a list, okay? So would you say for family members it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
I mean, I didn't get a question. Family members and school, like, what is the question about?
Oh, sure. Let me read it to you again. When thinking about post-high school plans for your ninth grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans?
Making plans, like, I mean, for the...
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like, let me, like, correct me if I'm wrong. So your question is to, like, what are the factors that help for a kid to go ahead with their plan? Is that your question?
Yeah, how helpful they are in making their plans after high school.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yep. Can you go ahead with the option?
Sure. The first one is family members. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
The family members, they do play an important role because they are actually their children, and they definitely need a support because not every children are able to pick their line, like what exactly they're going to go ahead. So definitely parents, they need their guidance. So, like, that will kind of give them a support to make their decision.
Okay. And what about teachers? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Yeah, teachers play a very important role in children because in their schools, and as long as the children are in the school system, they spend a considerable amount of time with the teachers more than parents. So, in fact, teachers' suggestions also plays a major role. So, teacher plays a major role in the children's system.
Thank you. So, okay. What about friends and peers' plans?
Hello?
Friends and peers' plans. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
I can't hear you. Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry. I cannot hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hope you heard my answer. Like, teachers play a vital role with the children because they spend more amount of time, more than with the parents when they are during the school. So I think they also influence them, or they could give them valuable suggestions for the older.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about friends and peers' plans? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
And somewhat
not important, like it depends on how good their friend circle is. Like, because these days not many are sharing much of their thoughts. So I believe their like source of truth would be like good from the better would be from teachers and friends to an extent is like it would be important but not like teachers or yeah. So
okay.
They definitely need it.
Okay. What about college prep programs? Do you think it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
That's important as well, yeah.
Okay. Your influence as parents, would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
The what? Parents?
Your influence as parents.
Yeah, parents, like, I mean, we can, to an extent, we can share our ideas or knowledge to the children, like, what they need. So, to an extent, it's going to be helping them.
Okay. All right, and what about guidance counselors? Do you say, I mean, would you say it's very important, somewhat important?
Guidance counselors? Yeah, like, I mean, the children get lot of updated information through their teachers more than, like, any of other people. Like, so teachers and guidance counselors, they play a major role in molding the children because they are with them most of the time, and the guidance counselors, they know about each and every individual child because they see them, their grades, so they get to know personally about each and every children. So I believe guidance counselors will have a major role with the children because they know about each and every children and they could guide the children accordingly, like they will help them, help the kids achieve their goals faster than anyone else.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next question. Okay, how well is your ninth grade child school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college? Would you say it's very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
I mean, like, we are totally new to the high school system. Like, this is my daughter's first year, like, she's into, and it's been a month. But mm-hmm. in general, I heard through my friends, I heard that they are doing a good job.
Okay, so you would say it's very well, right? Okay. Let me move on to the next question. Which opportunities, if any, does your ninth grade child high school offer? Let me read you a list, and you tell me if it is or not, okay? Okay, the first one is advanced placement or international baccalaureate courses, dual enrollment courses, early college courses, work-based learning or internship opportunities.
I believe they're giving advanced placement courses. Like, I mean, they have the option to choose based on how they based on the kids' potential, the kids get to, they don't want all the kids to be in the same level. So they do give the option of if the kid is really good, the kids get to pick their advanced syllabus while the other children who, like, they could go with their standard syllabus. So
okay.
That I'm aware of, but I'm not sure, I'm not aware of the internship program, or maybe I don't know much information because we are new to the high school system. Probably I might get to know more over the course of time, but as of now, I'm only aware of about the advanced placement courses that they are.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next question. We are almost finished. I really appreciate your time. Okay, the next question says, has your ninth grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not?
I mean, I don't think they would give any college prep courses for a ninth grader, but this morning I received an email from the school saying that they are, going to give some college prep for PSAT, some examination, some prep examination that's only open from 10th grade on. I don't think they give anything from a ninth grade point of view.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, let's move on to the next one. It says, has your ninth grade child taken any courses that offer college credit while in high school?
I think all your questions seem sounding for like a 10th or 11th grader, and I don't think it applies for a 9th grade level. Like, she hasn't taken anything yet. I'm not sure if I am having enough information for this question.
Okay. All right. It's okay. Let's move on to the next one. Which of the following career development activities has your 9th grade child participated in while in high school? Let me read it to you and you tell me, okay? Okay, the first one is career fair. The next one says job shadowing opportunities. The other one says resume building workshops. The next one says mock interviews. The other one is internships or co-op programs. The next one is none of the above.
I mean, none of the above. Yeah, I'm not sure if you are it applies for the higher grades, like 11 or 12. But from a 9th grade point of view, I don't know. I'm not sure they conduct this. But if you generally ask about high school, it covers about 10, 11, and 12, right? But for a 9th grader, I think it's just been from 2 months the school has opened, and we haven't heard anything about that. I think it's too early for a 9th grader to have these things exposed.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. Okay, the next question says, to the best of your knowledge, does your 9th grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
Not.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the last two questions are for statistical purposes. Spoken regularly at home.
Sorry, I think I lost you for a second. Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure, sure. Okay, what languages are spoken regularly at home?
We speak our mother tongue, Indian language.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I mean, like you're asking myself?
Yeah, is it for you?
I finished my engineering degree.
Okay, thank you. Okay, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category, okay? Okay, the first one is below $25,000, to less than $50,000, 50 to less than $75,000, 75 to less than $100,000, 100 to less than $150,000, or more than
$50,000? It's 100 to 150,000.
Okay, thank you. Okay, finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
02067.
Thank you very much. Okay, these are the last questions. Okay, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to our reporter for this purpose. The responses to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission, of course. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
I mean, but I'm not sure because these days a lot of spam, like even this one, I'm not sure because since it's educational and like I didn't have to leave any private information, that's why even I was like, even like talking this far, usually I don't even pick any numbers like that I'm unaware. like any unknown numbers, but this one, like, I happened to pick it, and since it was for a good cause, I was like answering this long, but I'm not sure if I will pick it or not, because usually I don't pick any unknown numbers.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so let's move on. Would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
Yes, please.
Thank you so much. Okay, in this case, let me read you this. What is your first name? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. I lost you for a second.
I mean, like, what are the personal information you're going to ask for? Like, I mean, can I know ahead of time?
This is just for the purposes of the survey. Is the first name, last name, the best phone number to reach you with survey invitations by text message, the best email address to reach you with survey invitations, and do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email? That's the information that we need.
I mean, I don't want to be included in the list.
Oh, you don't want to be included in the list. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. So that will be a no then. Okay. All right, but this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation and your time and your patience. And well, that will be all. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Have a good day. Bye-bye.